Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to Caterpillars Beyond the Iron podcast. I'm your host, Rusty Dunn. Glad you're here. I want to start today's conversation with four powerful words. Together, we are stronger. The Caterpillar Foundation lives those four words every day with their people, their mission, their vision. They've been doing it now for over 70 years. Asha Varghese is president of the Caterpillar Foundation, joins us today. Hello, Asha. So glad you're here. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, Rusty. So great to be back on Beyond the Iron podcast.
I know you are an original friend of the show. We talked a couple of years ago, but really looking forward to catching up with what's happening at the foundation. First, Asha, remind everyone what the Caterpillar Foundation is working on to help build resilient communities around the world and really meet the moment for improving people's lives around the world.
Great. I'm really excited to be here with Tim and to talk about two things I'm very passionate about at the foundation: employee volunteerism and STEM education. And to answer your question, a quick primer on the Caterpillar Foundation. More than 70 years ago, the Caterpillar Foundation gave its first donation to a firehouse in East Peoria, Illinois. This was actually the beginning of Caterpillar's philanthropic organization in 1952. So even though the mission of the foundation has certainly evolved over the years, the one thing that has stayed consistent is how we are committed to communities where Caterpillar employees live and work. So today, fast forward 70 plus years later, the foundation has nonprofit partners in 47 countries focusing on key areas of STEM education, workforce readiness, protecting natural infrastructure, access to basic services such as water and energy, as well as responding to disaster relief. Now, the Caterpillar Foundation selected these focus areas to be, one, complementary to the societal infrastructure the company is building, but as well as to ensure that we are building a stable foundation. When you think about community resiliency, you want to ensure that you have an educated workforce that is employable, and you also need to make sure that there is strong infrastructure. I think we're all familiar with the shocks and stresses of natural disasters these days. And you need basic services. I mean, we all take for granted running water and stable power. And how do you make sure that communities across the world have those basic services to really help build that incremental change that we're looking to make in local communities and regions and ultimately make a global impact?
It's incredible, Asha, from a firehouse donation over 70 years ago to the global giving that happens today. Incredible. I know employee engagement's a big focus of what you do. People want to be involved. How does the foundation support Caterpillar employees in their own philanthropic efforts?
It absolutely is. And one of the key priority areas for us at the Caterpillar Foundation is truly harnessing the passion of our employees and their ability to support organizations in their communities and around the world. So there are a few ways in which we engage our employees through our Caterpillar Cares portal. One is the Caterpillar Foundation Matching Gifts Program. Now, this is a global program where our employees can make a financial gift to an eligible charity. And the foundation, as the name sounds, will match one-to-one for a gift up to $10,000, essentially doubling the donation. So what this really allows our Caterpillar employees is to give to organizations that they care about personally. And one of the exciting things that I found about this program since its refresh in 2020 and making it a global program is the exponential growth that we have seen with this program. That alone shows the engagement of our employees in giving back to their own communities. In 2023 alone, Rusty, the foundation donated $10.3 million in matching gifts program. But that's not all. The second program that we're very excited about that we recently launched in 23 is our Volunteer Service Match program. And one of the great things about this particular program is that we both know that volunteerism runs through the DNA of this company. And so with this program, our employees can record their volunteer service hour to worthy causes. So for every 10 hours they spend with an organization, the foundation will match $100 donation to an eligible charity that they designate as a volunteer, up to $1,000. Now, ignoring all the math in there, but the core of this really is that we want to really harness that passion of our employees and give back to organizations and causes that truly mean the world to them.
Yeah, I'm not great at math, but I love those kind of numbers. The volunteer service match program really becomes a natural extension of giving for Caterpillar employees. I've participated as well. And what's great about this, people, as you mentioned, get to choose to support with financial gifts or through their time. And you've hit now, I think, the 1 year anniversary this month, Asha, already. Reception's been more than you could hope for, yes?
Absolutely. It has been an overwhelming success with this program. And to your point, Rusty, many people choose to support their communities, not just through their resources, but also through volunteerism, through their time and talent. Whether it's volunteering at their children's school, or whether it's coaching a youth soccer team or local food pantry, or serving as a volunteer board member, all of that counts. Caterpillar employees recorded 109,000 hours of volunteer time to nearly 1,000 charities across the globe. And over 9,000 of that has been actually aligned to our employee resources group. And I just want to give a huge shout out to the top three volunteer services, which is in athletics, FIRST Robotics, and the mentoring and the youth program. So really, we see many people giving their time to enhance STEM education for the next generation, which is really exciting. And the number one area that we're seeing is really in that robotics and the FIRST Robotics program. So it's really exciting to see how our employees care for what that future of work really looks like through their volunteerism.
Yes, so many employees and their families spending time advancing STEM. And I want to bring in our colleague Tim Cook into the conversation here. You've been very involved in FIRST Robotics. Tell us about the program and its importance to you, Tim. Welcome.
Rusty, thanks for having me. I've been following FIRST Robotics since 2007. For those that don't know FIRST Robotics, FIRST is an acronym, stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Most people look at it as a program where kids build robots to play a game similar to a sport, where they come out with a new game each year. Like I say, I've been involved for many years with it, both as a mentor on teams and also as a volunteer at events and that type of thing. And it's really been a fantastic program for everyone involved.
And Tim, I think about how rewarding it must be for you and the other volunteers to watch these students, these kids, learning and growing. Has that sort of a moment hit you in terms of the impact you have?
Rusty, that's what keeps me coming back. I mean, yeah. It's exciting to see how these kids grow and develop. I mean, we've had some very talented students able to attend elite universities like MIT and Yale because of this program. But more importantly, I think students are learning technical skills, you know, electrical, mechanical, programming skills, doing these programs that they can use for the rest of their life. And I think one of the most impactful parts of this program that I've seen is not just the technical skills, but the soft skills the students learn, you know, with time management, learning teamwork and collaboration and leadership. You can be the world's foremost technical expert on something, but if you can't communicate that to your team members and your managers and your leaders, you really aren't going to be very successful.
So many different angles to this and aspects. Tim, you've, of course, been involved in FIRST Robotics for many years, as you talk about. The Foundation's Volunteer Service Match, I mean, has been around now for a year, but that has impacted the program in a big way, hasn't it?
Rusty, this has been a fabulous addition to the foundation suite of programs. I mean, I have people reaching out to me on a weekly and sometimes even a daily basis asking about this program and how they can use their volunteer service match for FIRST Robotics. I mean, we literally have 500 volunteers around Caterpillar who are participating in FIRST Robotics. and they spend a lot of hours, and this gives them an opportunity to get some funding for something they're very passionate about. So we have seen a lot of interest. We've seen a lot of hours of volunteerism and employee engagement generated from this program. And I think what's really cool about this, it's particularly resonates with our younger employees. And so we're seeing a lot of our newly minted Caterpillar employees getting involved in this program.
Right. And you volunteer for the local program, of course. However, FIRST Robotics is a global program. How does someone learn more about the program, Tim? Where do they go?
Certainly, FIRST has a program and teams around the world. And you can learn about the FIRST suite of programs if you go to their website. It's firstinspires.org. Or if you want to reach out internally at Caterpillar, you can email our STEM support team at caterpillar_stem@cat.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Tim. And Asha, circle back to you here. As was hoped and planned for, the Volunteer Service Match program is impacting programs that Caterpillar employees are involved in. And this really taps into the passion of people, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And it speaks to the commitment Caterpillar employees have for building a better world. And this really allows us to extend the impact of the foundation. And Rusty, it's really important to understand that in order to really move the needle on STEM education, you have to take these multiple approaches to building that awareness, which I think Tim spoke to, how our volunteers are getting engaged to build that opportunity and the infrastructure. And in addition to that, the Caterpillar Foundation is also partnering with FIRST in a Tech Challenge class pack, which really mobilizes high school students to learn about how do you build the robotics in the 21st century, some of the soft skills that is absolutely necessary in order to build up their awareness and the excitement as they go into the FIRST Robotics competition. So we know that through these ecosystems of building some of the STEM education, when that opportunity knocks for these students, you know, they have their backpacks ready to grab on and move forward. So coupling this with the grants, the volunteerism, and the impact our Caterpillar employees are making together, we can truly make a notable impact.
Well, I love how this involves everyone, and for a student can unlock talents and skills that they didn't even know they had. Well, as we wrap it up, Asha, where can we learn more about the Volunteer Service Match, and maybe a comment on the CAT Foundation moving forward this year now with its work around the world?
Absolutely. So I encourage those of you who are interested to visit our Caterpillar Cares portal through our website, caterpillarfoundation.org, and take a look at all the various programs through which you can engage in your community and globally, but also look at some of the Caterpillar Foundation programs that we are supporting in the communities, whether that's in STEM education, digital skills, or natural infrastructure projects. There are many that we constantly post updates on our website. So a great opportunity to engage in your local community.
Yeah, no better feeling than going out and volunteering for something you have a great passion about. Asha Varghese, a big thank you to you and Tim Cook for spending some time with us on the podcast. And we appreciate all of you listening to Beyond the Iron. I'm your host, Rusty Dunn. We'll talk again soon.